Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You have a beautiful home. I was just admiring all the art in the walls.
Oh, thanks. Working on it. It's really old.
The
building, I think it's from like the 1800s.
But you have like this, the staircase.
Yeah, they like remodeled, obviously.
Yeah.
This like kitchen is like very like 80s, I feel like.
Really?
With like the round like cabinets. Yeah.
A little art deco for you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's nice though. It's very open.
Yeah.
Did you paint that?
Yes, I did the Virgin Mary, the Guadalupe. Yes, I did. Yeah, a few other things.
The Keith Haring. Yeah, nice. The
Cafe Bustelo behind you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. This is Nico Washington and a few other people.
Have you been... Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I didn't realize you did stage design, and the first time I saw your work was with Tatiana.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Red Bull show?
Yeah, the star. That was the first time we used it, star.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I really like it. That's, like, one of my favorite, like, things that I've done.
How did you... I mean, I guess you've been painting for a while.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I went to Columbia. I have a degree in fine art and minor in business. So, yeah. And doing things. I took a class at Columbia where I learned about like laser cutting and like woodwork and things like that. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. I can make things, fabricate things, three dimensional. I don't know.
So that Mother Mary is wood on wood.
Yes. Yeah. It's wood and just acrylic paint.
You have to have access to like a machine to do that.
Yeah. I work in like a co-op, like makerspace a little bit north.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. It's really awesome. They have, like, so much shit there.
How did you, like, transition from just painting to making? Like, what was the thought to start making stage or stage design?
That's a good question. Well, yeah, I think the first person who's, like, stage, like, design I did was Freddy's at the Metro. Oh, no, I'm lying. It was Logan's. Do you know Logan?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, a few years ago. At Lincoln Hall, I made this, like, big, it was, like, a huge, like, cage. I think it was, like, 8 feet tall, like, an actual, like, cage that you could, like, walk in and out of. I don't know, I guess I just, like, made art, and I was really interested in, like, building things, and, like, more, like, experiential, like, and, yeah, I just had friends in the music industry, and I was, like, oh, I could, like, do something, let me try, and, yeah, it's just been, like, so fun, like, seeing people interacting with it, and I feel like it really adds to like the show, like the experience. Like, I feel how often you go to like a hip-hop show especially, and it's just like a bunch of guys on stage, like just a DJ table, you know.
So right.
I feel like it just like elevates it a little bit.
Yeah, and I just like, I mean, of all the shows I've been to here, I haven't seen a lot of stage design or have known too many people in Chicago who are doing that either.
Right.
Yeah.
I know like one or two off the top of my head that have like done a like Floyd, you know, Floyd Arpentry.
That sounds that sounds so good.
I mean, he's like an actual like carpenter. He's super dope. But I think that was another reason I think that I was interested in, actually, especially because I would paint, like I used to paint like canvases and things like that, and like so many people paint, especially like as a hobby, it like too, and it was just like felt like it was really hard to stand out, and I was like, well, let me focus on something that's, like, yeah, like, a little bit more, I don't know, niche, like, a little bit more
definitely
different.
Niche. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what was cool about Tatiana is because, you know, you're Latinx and Puerto Rican, and she is Mexican. So, you know, it feels like, I mean, it's just, like, a good fit, you know?
Yeah, I really loved, working with all types of, like, women of color.
Yeah.
For sure. I just did something recently for Kaina, too.
I
did, like, a little thing for her, a music video that she did. I know. I love working with all different types of people. But, yeah, I really love, like, Tatiana's style, too. So I felt like it was really easy to, like, build off that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So you did, like, the Nike lab workshop.
Yeah. I was part of this project with Nike Lab. And at the end of it, we had an exhibition, and my project was about women of color within the streetwear community, and just being, like, unaccredited. Like, streetwear is such, like, a boys club, you know, so it was just, like, about, you know, highlighting, like, women's contributions to that culture. I guess, yeah, and also, like, my podcast is about highlighting, like, stories and, like, it's politics and pop culture through the lens of women of color, just because I feel like that is also something that is, like, underrepresented. So I guess that has been, like, a common theme in things that I'm doing. I just feel like if no one else, like, tells my story, like, no one else is going to tell my story, so right. I might as well do it.
So let's talk more about the Nike Lab workshop. Mm-hmm. What was kind of, like, I know you were invited to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. So we were selected, like, 10 young emerging artists. Like, we didn't apply for it or anything. It was a whole 8-week, like, experience. They refer to it as an incubator program because they just, like, remodeled. So Virgil teamed up with Nike and they remodeled this, like, Nike Lab space and, like, basically made it, like, a workshop, and the concept is like a community, like, space. So they picked us 10 artists to, like, work in this space. They pair us up with, like, 6 mentors of all different, like, disciplines. So there's, like, photographer, architects, like, visual artists, graphic designers. It was awesome. It was, like, so inspiring. So they would give us, like, workshops and, like, lectures, and then, yeah, and then it ended in our showcase. But yeah, it was such a cool experience. All of the mentors were really inspiring. All of the, like, fellow, like, artists in the program were awesome.
Yeah, and you, like, space to work, right?
Yeah, yeah, we had, like, space to work. They gave us all the, like, materials and things that we needed. And yeah, it was really cool, too, because it was definitely, like, a diverse group of people, for sure. People from, like, all over. And all our projects were super, like, unique, too, and different from each other, so it was awesome.
How did you, what you said your focus was on women in streetwear, mm-hmm. how did you kind of showcase the women of Chicago who mm-hmm. are in streetwear, and, like, who did you focus on?
Yeah, I selected, so I did a photo series as part of the installation. I selected 7 women, including myself. Threw myself in there.
You're part of it.
Yeah. I definitely was trying to pick women that are, like, actually, like, active in streetwear or, like, contribute, like, just, like, people who I felt, like, have, like, really, like, unique styles and have, like, contributed to the culture here. People that, like, keep up with fashion. And, like, I didn't want to just pick, like, women and put them in streetwear or, like, style them. Like, they came, I asked them to dress themselves, and so, like, they came, it was about, like, capturing their style and, like, what is actually going on here and what this culture here looks like. So yeah, I think that I had a really, like, good group of women, and they all of their styles, I think, really, like, came through.
Yeah. What were, like, the other elements of your, because y'all had, like, a gallery, right?
Yeah, we each had, like, yeah, a space, like, basically, like, some wall space. I laser cut, like, I made these, like, custom wooden frames, that were reflective or, like, referencing also either, like, parts of their personality, like, their story or, locations here in Chicago that are relevant to streetwear. So we, like, of course did, like, a shoot in, like, Wicker Park and, like, so I made, like, the frame and it was, like, about, like, 6 corners and just, like, things that are relevant to Chicago and the community here.
Okay, so you kind of pulled in, like, the woodworking, mm-hmm. painting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did, like, these, like, little sneakers, too. I don't know if you can see them.
Oh, yeah,
from here.
I saw those.
I'm going to put them up. But, yeah, I made these sneakers. The one all the way on the left is by Aleli May. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's so dope. She's just goals. Yeah, but she's the first woman to design Jordans.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I think she's the second, but she's the first one to design Jordans for men and women sizes, which is, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's so dope, and she, like, went to Columbia, too.
Yeah, and you should, like, connect to Chicago, I just think. But she's from L.A., right?
Yeah, I think she's from California, but she, like, went to Columbia here, and, like, I think she used to work at RSVP, too.
Oh.
But, yeah, so just, like, kind of, like, things, there was, like, other elements, like, things like that, like, people who are, like, her, who are really, like, pushing boundaries in the culture.
I know that, I mean, you're always dressed well. Like, where does the element of like fashion and, you know, style mm-hmm. enter for you?
Yeah, I think that it is something that I really identify with as like a part of my expression. I think mm-hmm. like I haven't, this is like, I think one of my first projects that was like even like fashion like based or like referencing fashion, which I guess is interesting because it's definitely been something that I follow. I mean, I worked in retail for a few years, so I think that that's kind of like where it started. I just, yeah, being there, like staying up on like different styles, and I love clothes, and I just like love to be extra. Yeah. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sure.
You do that podcast with your sister.
Yes.
Yeah,
we just launched a podcast this summer. It's called Systematic. Yeah, we just started it. So it's been a process so far,
yeah, right.
But it's like really fun. I just like hearing like different women's like stories, and it's like just so cool. Like my friend that we just interviewed on the last episode, she's started a collective of like women of color skating, and
oh yeah, Carly,
yeah so dope. But it's just like, wow, I can't believe that didn't exist already before.
Yeah.
So I think that it's been really cool just like documenting like things like that are happening here, and like women's stories. And we started it because we were just like tired of not seeing ourselves like in the media, or like there's just like a really big lack of like all like women of color, I think. But yeah, for us, in my experience, like Latinas, like I don't see that many like Latin women talking about what's going on,
right?
And I think that we have like a really unique perspective, so we just wanted to like add our voices to the conversation.
Is it like a women's focused mm-hmm. podcast?
Yeah definitely women's folk, like women centric. But yeah, also like not exclusive. Like we would love to like talk to like all different types of people, whoever, as long as they're doing something that's like interesting or like progressive, or like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. It would just have to fit, but we're open to whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like, you know, in your artwork, your culture mm-hmm. is apparent, or like mm-hmm. at least at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
How do you kind of, I mean, your everyday life, like how does being, you know, Puerto Rican mm-hmm. you know, show up in your day to day? Or
yeah,
I mean, you said you live close to your family, like that seems important to you.
Yeah, so we are in Humboldt Park right now. I was born and raised here, like a block away from where we are right now. My mom grew up here, back and forth from the island, actually like a few doors down right at the end of this block. There's a building, and my grandfather owned it for almost 40 years. He was among the first Puerto Rican business owners.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like among that first group here in the city. So yeah, I feel like really like strong connection to this neighborhood. And lately it's been, it affects me in all different ways, but just like everything that's been changing here mm-hmm. and the gentrification. And I've been really like scared or just like anxious for like the future of the community, and like just like concerned that our culture is going to be erased. Like twice, I think last week, I like was kind of like talking about this, and like two different conversations were kind of just like, oh yeah, one day they're gonna like take down the flags like on Division Street. And I was just like, why are people saying this? Like,
I didn't hear that was gonna happen.
Oh my
God, there was like a petition or something.
That would not, like, I'm just like no. That would be like almost like a hate crime, like to put that much effort and like money into like taking, like why would that ever
right.
be necessary? Like, because
right.
they're like in the fucking ground, like they're like, I heard some story of how they were made, and they're just like
lodged
steel, like,
in
feet,
there
like yeah, I don't know how many like dozens and dozens of feet of like steel and concrete is like in the ground. Like, why would you even go through all
that?
That
seems like too much trouble.
Yeah. I'm just like, that would be like to go through all of that work to take them down. I'm just like, I will chain myself to the
right.
flag before they do
it must
that.
Be I mean, but I guess the flip side is it must be really awesome. And I was thinking about this. It must be really awesome to live in the neighborhood you grew up in, mm-hmm. you know, and, like,
yeah.
could still find yourself here. Whereas, like, even myself, you know, lots of people leave mm-hmm. where they grew up.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
To find.
It is, yeah, it's something I think about a lot. Just because, like, I walk, and, like, some people are just, like, oh, yeah, I can't imagine, like, living in the same place or something. Like, maybe it would be, like, boring or something like that. I enjoy it. I think it's a beautiful neighborhood. The park is so beautiful, Humboldt yeah. Park. Like, I really love it. And, yeah, my family has always been really active in, like, the community and, like, different community organizations and things like that, too. So I feel, like, a little bit, like, of responsibility and have been like recently like trying to figure out like what my part is in that and like in this community and like continuing work that like my family has done, which is like a lot to like think about. But yeah, I am like concerned like if I move away, if everyone's moving away, then right. like yeah, maybe in like 10-20 years, like yeah, there's not gonna be a community here, and then like what does that mean now when, you know, like, on the island of Puerto Rico, there's so much going on, and right. the population there has been declining for so long, and it's just, like, what is the future of, like, being Puerto Rican? Like, Puerto Rican, like, what? I don't know.
Right.
Like, we have so much history here. We have the only Puerto Rican history museum in the United States. Division Street has the highest concentration of Puerto Rican owned businesses in the United States. We're like, yeah, outside of New York, I think that we're like one of the like, yeah, just like really like historic, like important like neighborhoods for Puerto Rican people. So I just am really concerned. I don't know.
What do you said you're trying to figure out your responsibility mm-hmm. to what?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of like preserving yeah. like that and making sure like things are like respected and we, you know, like participate, my family, my sister, my mom, with like different organizations, like the Puerto Rican Agenda.
So it's more political.
Yeah, there's a lot going on politically right now for sure.
Right. They kicked somebody out of government.
Yeah. Yes. You know, the huge, massive right. protests in Puerto Rico.
No, I remember that, but I couldn't remember who it was that they
had kicked
out.
Yeah. The governor. That's why they were protesting.
Yeah. Because I saw them outside my house. Mm-hmm. They had the flag,
yes,
like the black, like yeah. the resistance.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never seen them before.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, yeah, the governor was just like, there was a bunch of like different like corruption things leading up to it too, and what kind of like the last thing that kind of like sent people like overboard and led to the protest is that like I think 900 pages of like text messages got released. By this investigation that was done, there's a group chat of the governor and like 10 of his like colleagues or whatever.
Oh my God.
And it was just like all just like terrible, like sexist, like homophobic, like just like really like yeah terrible like commentary. And there was I think comments up that were like basically like making light of like hurricane victims, like deceased like people, and
that's
just
crazy.
Like mismanagement of funds and things like that. And like yeah, people were tired of it. They're just like, no, you need to leave now. And
I didn't know you could overthrow a governor.
Well, exactly. Right. Yeah, like people like told them that they couldn't. They were
yeah.
like, no, you need to go through like impeachment proceedings and things like that. And all the Puerto Ricans were like, no, we're doing it this way. And they like took to the streets. Yeah, I think it was something like 500,000 people, like could be more, like just like huge like demonstrations. And yeah, they basically forced him to step down. And it's just the beginning of a lot, but yeah, there's just been so much like mismanagement on the island of like money, and they're like in so much debt, and like people, the government was like only catering to like the like elites and like people.
Right, and do they even have resources? I mean, after the hurricane and everything, mm-hmm. and I heard that Trump had like millions of dollars that were allocated to giving to Puerto Rico, and they just like mm-hmm. never got them.
Yeah, I think that like it's just been really a whole like disaster.
Yeah,
and
that's insane.
Hopefully, yeah, it is. It's like yeah, it's like sad, and it has forced a lot of people to leave the island. And the population had already been declining for years for other reasons. just like jobs and mm-hmm. things like that. But yeah, it's just like another reason that is just kind of like, well, how do you expect people to want to like stay here? Like, obviously it's a beautiful island and obviously there's like lots of other things, but yeah, it just, hopefully this is the beginning. The next person comes in, hopefully they can like begin to like pick up the pieces. And in September, I believe there's like a day of action in DC that people are organizing for now. That like, yeah, all Puerto Ricans are, they're going to DC with like basically like a list of like demands, and they want them, like the US to like, I think like absolve like the debt, and like there's just like a lot of like predatory loans and just like I don't know. But yeah, we're trying to go to DC.
Awesome.
Like, some, me and like my sister and some of our, some people we know.
When is that?
I want to say it's like the 18th, something okay. around there, September 18th. I'm sure there'll be like more information coming out as it gets closer, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought about how those kind of politics could or would or will show up in your work?
It is something that I am thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
But I think it's, like, important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like, heavy. I guess I haven't really talked to you about that, so I didn't really know the extent to which, or, like, that your family is so involved in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Politically.
Yeah, my mom, like, ran for office, like, before I was born.
Oh.
For, like, state senate or something. I'm sorry if I'm, like, mumbling. Yeah, they got some... I mean, even my grandfather was just, like, a humanitarian in general when he owned the business here. Like, there was a while where I think he had, like, cots set up in the basement for, like, families and people that were, like, immigrating here and didn't, like, yeah, weren't, like, didn't have their feet on the ground. Just things like that. They would try to employ people from the community that, you know, they just give them things, like, work to do. Yeah. My grandfather had, like, a book of credit, and, like, if people couldn't, like, because it was a convenience store on one end, and, like, yeah, people couldn't, they didn't have money to feed their families, he'd be, like, you know, take it, and he would, like, never, like, be, like, hounding people, like, to give it back. So just, like, things, I don't know, that's just how I was, like, raised, basically. So I think that had a big impact on me.
That just seems like sort of an immigrant, I don't know, I just feel like, I mean, I'm first generation. My family's just, like, very giving, too. You know, like, if somebody's in need, you kind of just, like, help out.
Yeah, because you understand.
Right, where maybe you've been in the same place or, you know.
Even right.
If, yeah.
No, for sure.
What is the draw to Chicago, though? Like, why is there, do you know why there's such a large Puerto Rican population here?
I know that a lot of them started coming here to work in, like, the factory. That's what my grandfather came.
Oh, that makes sense.
My grandfather came here, and he was, like, working in factories. And the flags on Division Street, one of the reasons why they're, like, made out of steel is, like, a reference to, like, all of the Puerto Ricans that were in, like, the steel factories and things like that coming here.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's so much, like, history over there.
Yeah.
I took a Puerto Rican history class, actually, at Columbia, which is, like, really cool that they offered that.
Yeah.
And we, like, took a field trip, and I learned a bunch more things that I didn't even know. That was one of them. There's also these, like, kind of, like, circular medallions on the floor on Division Street. I don't know if you've ever noticed them.
At the ends?
Like, I think, like, kind of dispersed, like, just up and down Division Street. There's, like, they're in the concrete. They're, like, on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll see them, like, when you walk around there next. They're, like, spread out, like, spaced out, but they're, like, it's almost like a Puerto Rican, like, walk of fame kind of thing. They're, like, commemorative of, like, famous or, like, Puerto Rican people or, like, that have, like, been there.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I could be wrong about this. Maybe I shouldn't say it. Like, I think they have one for Daddy Yankee. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. Wow. I'm, like, I could be wrong about that one, but it's definitely, like, Puerto Ricans that have, like, contributed a lot. There's, like, a statue, too, in this garden that is, like, the first... Puerto Rican person to go to Harvard, like, all different types of things. There's, like, and all the murals around there, too.
Those are beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
Over on Campbell, right, there's, like, a couple.
There's, like, a few,
next to Nelly's.
Yeah, next to Nelly's, there's that really good one. I think, I know the artists that made that one.
Yeah.
For sure. But there's a lot going on here. There's a lot that has been going on here. Yeah, there's a really strong... Puerto Rican community here and hoping that they hold on. I think that they will.
Yeah, I mean, where I love Humboldt. I think Humboldt's one of my favorite neighborhoods. And it just seems like there's so many people who have lived there for so long that it just, you know, I mean, it just feels very community oriented, even though I'm not Puerto Rican or from here. Like, you know, everyone's been very welcoming.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. No, definitely. My mom, like, we just, like, know all the neighbors. Like, there's, like, other people here that, like, my mom grew up with, too, that, like, still, their families are still here and things like that, too, which is really great. Yeah, I hope that we stay here.
I think you're good.
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, the change has been, like, so drastic. And
if you've lived here your whole life, you have definitely seen.
Well, because growing up here, like, I would get, especially, like, later, like, towards the end of, like middle school or whatever, I went to Hawthorne, which is, like, a elementary school in Wrigleyville, and it was, like, just very different for me to be in that environment, and, like, people would, like, make comments, like, kids would, like, make fun, like, oh, like, did anyone, like, get shot this weekend, like, or, like, just refer to it basically as, like, whatever, like, ghetto, or, like, the hood, and so it's just been really interesting to see, like, some of people, like, those families, like, living, like, moving here, like, buying property, like, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's just interesting, absorbing, and I don't know. I've had some crazy conversations with people that just are moving here and aren't, they don't even know it's, like, a historically Puerto Rican neighborhood, right. Like.
I think that's the real travesty about gentrification too, is that people move into a neighborhood and don't know, like, its historical value to the city, and just kind of, like, take up space. I feel like at least do your due diligence and, like, you know,
like, where am I,
right? What? And just, like, open your eyes a little. It's not that hard.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Open Google.
Yeah. Well, Park, so. What's this neighborhood that I live in, what's this about,
right? Like, especially if you look, like, if you go down Division, like, it's just the culture is so strong.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
it's, like, parent. Really hard to miss. I mean, there's a huge graffiti wall that says Humboldt Park, you know? I'm like,
no, definitely.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but.
Yeah, no, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of, like, positive things for sure happening. And
tell me about the positive things.
Positive things. I mean, like, one, like, thing that I think is really cute, like, I don't know if you've been to, like the Boathouse Cafe in Humboldt. Like, they, like,
oh, turn yeah,
into,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
A cafe, and they do, like, events and things like that there. And there's a store, too, I think. I don't know if it's, like, in the same location, but I know that I've heard about this. I haven't checked it out yet, but there's, like, a store, and I think it's, like, women, like, running it, and it's just, like, highlighting different, like, I think, like, Puerto Rican artists and, like, artists of color in the community and things like
that.
So, I think I'm gonna look it up. I think it's, like, right near Boathouse.
Oh, okay.
It's a call down. It's, like, my sister was sending it to me. I'm like, oh, this sounds great. I need
to
go there.
That's
so definitely things like that.
I just feel like as much, it's, like, I don't know, as much, like, bad things that are, like, negativity that's happening, there's, like, people who are trying to, you know,
definitely.
Come from the other side and combat whatever.
Yeah, you know? I mean, groups like, like, the Puerto Rican Agenda is, like, a community organization here, and, like, they do a lot, and they were, like, some of the first, like, responders, like, sending, like, things back to the island and things like that, but they're, like, a lot of very active, very passionate, like, group, so it's, like, comforting to know that there's, like, people, like, really, like, doing the work. People like Jose Lopez, who's, like, I don't know if you're familiar. He's, like, a really, like, just, like, OG, like, activist, like, community, like, leader. He's really great. There's definitely, like, people, making sure that we are heard. And, there's so much on Division Street, too. Like, all of those, like, businesses, like, the Urban Theater that they have there, where they do, like, plays and things like that. Like, they have, like, really amazing productions. They had one recently that I think was called No Se Vende, and it was, like, about what's going on in the neighborhood, but it was, like, really great. They, like, ended up bringing it back because it got so much, like, positive feedback. But yeah, there's like so many like just like businesses and like groups, like especially on Division Street, that are really like doing a lot. Yeah, so that always makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good food.
Yes. So Cafe Kalau.
Yes.
Is my spot.
Yes.
Also Nelly's.
Nelly's is so good. The Coco event.
Their oatmeal.
Yes.
Yes.
So amazing. Good.
Yes, it's really good. And so, it won that award.
Did it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would,
from Metro Mix or something.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Such good food. Just like happy people. They like, you know, everyone. Yeah. They like to dance. They like.
There's this old guy that lives next to me whose name I don't know and who I've told repeatedly I don't speak Spanish, mm-hmm. but like in the nicest way. Mm-hmm. But he'll always come up to me and like kiss me on the cheeks. And he just like lives next door to me and I just like see him around.
Yeah.
But it's like the most. That's just like a nice interaction to have with a neighbor. Nice. You
yeah,
know?
No, people are like super affectionate. Like, it's, I think that like, yeah, the culture is really like, growing up when you go, it's like a joke when you go, I don't know if, I'm sure that other cultures are like this too, but like when you go to like a family party or anything, it's like you have to like kiss every single person in the room. Like when you like come in, you have to like greet, like embrace everyone. Like you would get like in trouble as a kid, like they would be like, give him a hug. Like,
same.
Yeah. I think that, yeah. I've
the kissing,
that.
No. But,
like, on the hugging, cheek, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah. And there's, like, another thing that, like, my family, I think, like, I've heard other families do it too, but when you greet, like, especially, like, elders, you're supposed to say bendición. And there is a response that they say, but it's basically, like, you need to ask for their blessing. Like,
yeah.
You're like asking for their blessing, and then they're like, may God bless you, basically.
We do the same thing, except we get on our, we like crouch down, like on our hands and knees, and touch their feet.
Mm.
So it's like very similar.
Nice.
Yeah,
definitely. I think respecting,
like elders is very, definitely a very important part of any immigrant culture, I think.
Yeah, I would get in trouble if I didn't like say that to like my grandma or something. It would be like, yeah.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yeah. This was so fun.
Yeah.